Welcome to the new. Every experience with God's Word promises to be refreshing and transformational. Receive today's message with high expectations as it brings power, light, and a fresh anointing to your life.
The Bible says, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we will be glad in it." I hope you are rejoicing on this brilliant, beautiful Monday morning, and you are getting set to scratch and smash those goals, get that door opened, enter into a new season of favor, create divine opportunities on all sides, enter into that open door, walk into your breakthrough today. I hope you're really expectant. Oh my goodness, God, I'm so expectant as well. Listen, there has been so many flood of testimonies that has been coming out from the whirlwind of testimony. It's like every Sunday, every time I see a member of the new, the first thing they are saying to me is, "P.S., I have a testimony. I have a testimony. I have a testimony." It's so exciting to hear those things going on in our midst. I know very strongly in my spirit that the Lord indeed is mighty in our midst, and I'm excited about that. And I want to say it again to you prophetically. I remember someone said to me that I was feeling a certain way because people were sharing testimonies and I wasn't yet, and one day you came online and you said, "I want to prophesy over you that yours is next," and the person said, "I held on to it," and then lo and behold, that same week he got a open door that created a supernatural opportunity for finances for him. I want to prophesy to somebody under the sound of my voice who woke up with that in your spirit. I want to say to you in the name of Jesus, yours is next in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to say to your spirit again, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that God is opening for you doors that no man can shut in the name of Jesus. Doors that no man can shut in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So welcome to Wild Winds of Testimony. You want to type good morning to somebody there, call somebody's name right there. You know we are a big community in this church and we love one another. So look for somebody's name right there and say good morning to that person. Put it on the comment section. Greet somebody. Welcome somebody to Wild Wind of Testimony. And like we always do, tell it on the comment section right there and say, "I am ready. I am ready. I am ready." Put a fire emoji or whatever emoji that represents your readiness to pray today. I'm excited particularly about today's prayer, even as well for the whole of the week, because of the thing that the Lord has asked us to pray about. So I'm ready. Are you ready? All right. You know, as our custom is, we always encourage you to share the link. So please go on the link button right there. You see it right there on YouTube. You want to click that link button, that share button, and click on it and share it. Share it to your friends, your family, your loved ones, your colleague at work, your uncle, your brother, your sibling, your sister, your cousin, your friend, and a member of your tribe in church. And let them get ready and let us come together to pray as God is set to do something tremendous in our midst today. I want you to lift up your right hands as you are doing that. All right, keep sharing the link, but I want you to lift up your right hands as you are doing that and say to say it prophetically that in the name of Jesus, my eyes are open to see. That's what I wanted to start with this morning. Say in the name of Jesus, my eyes are open to see. In the name of Jesus. I hear God say to me particularly this morning that there's going to be clarity of direction today. Clarity of direction today. There are some people under the sound of my voice, you have five options. Listen, when you present 5 to 8 options to people, it is proven fact that they are likely not to have any decision because of the multitude of options that they have. Usually when you have people to make a decision and they are 1, 2, 3, it is very likely because it is smaller, they were willing to make a decision. But when you have 8 options and you have to make one option, you know, statistics has proven that people would likely not make any option. So I want to say to you again, there are people under the sound of my voice, you have certain decisions you need to make. You woke up with that decision in your spirit and you do not know what to do. It's about your business, it's about your career, it's about career advancement, but I decree and declare in the authority of Jesus right here, right now, that you receive clarity of direction in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will know what to do. Somebody put it in the comment section on the broadcast, put it there and say, "I know what to do. I know what to do. I know what to do. I know what to do. You will not be void and bankrupt of direction. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, from today you will not be bankrupt of direction. No longer would you be on a spot looking to and fro, what do I need to do? From today, receive accuracy and precision in your decision making in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree and declare over you. I don't know why I'm going in this direction, but I believe the Lord is leading me there. But we're going to pray in a moment. I decree and declare over you that your decision process, your decision making process are emphasized and strengthened by the Spirit of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I declare that your judgment are sound. The Lord is giving you sound judgment. Somebody put it right there, that I have sound judgment from today. Judgment in my career, judgment in my academics, judgment in my finances, judgment in decisions making, judgment in my relationship, judgment in my marriage. I receive sound, precise judgment in the authority of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise and glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God. That was a powerful, quick prophetic right there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hope you've shared the link. And if you have, let's get into some time of intense prayer this morning. Glory to God. All right, like I said earlier, this week we're going to be praying the Pauline prayers. And one of the things that I love about these prayers is that it gives you a re-engineering to pray out God's intent and God's will for your life. And today, all through the week, we're going to be praying the Pauline prayers. Now, I want to encourage you deeply, please, that after we are done praying this prayer, I want you to go back, plug your ears, and pray those prayers again. Listen, these prayers are so powerful. I remember Kenny Hagin talking about this. He says, if you are a believer and you pray Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 all the way down every day for 1 year, he said that your life will change tremendously and dramatically, that you yourself will be shocked at the rate of speed in your life. And I know what I'm talking, I know what he said there, because I've experienced it myself. Listen to me, children of God, men and brethren of the new. I've noticed this about myself, and it's a practice I do for myself. There is never a time when I'm praying that I would not pray Ephesians 1, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's part of the Pauline prayers. Those are very deep-rooted prayers, gotten out from the depth and the wells of the Spirit. And that's why today we're going to be praying the Pauline prayers all through the week. And I want you to take it very seriously. Plug your ears. This is one of the prayers that you pray that causes you to grow spiritually. Glory to God. Now let me say something to you. If this prayer is not about God blessing with the finances, God opening favor doors for you, and you begin to feel like, well, it's not a powerful prayer, then I'm not going to pray. Listen, these prayers are the ones that will build the foundation to sustain anything that God gives to you in your life. These are critical prayers. Now, you might not necessarily see that, oh, God is blessing with a car with these prayers, but these prayers are foundational. They preserve your destiny from decadence. They help you see and know the might, the depth, the love that God has for you. These are very important prayers that every believer should pray. Glory to God. And so I wanted to take it very seriously as we pray the Pauline prayers today. And I believe this by the power of the Holy Ghost, that people under the sound of my voice, God will breathe upon your spirit afresh in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we're going to pray today, I want you to enlarge your heart, enlarge the tent of thy dwellings, so that your heart is able to incubate in the place of prayer the very things that you are speaking out to God in the place of prayer. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? All right, glory to God. Now let's go to the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. Today we're going to be reading from the book of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. And we're going to be praying from Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. This is one of the Pauline prayers. The Bible says in verse 9 of Colossians 1, it says, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. Verse 10 then says, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Verse 11 then says, strengthened with all might, glory to God, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this morning we're going to be praying. We're going to start from verse 9 first. The Bible says in verse 9, it says, for this reason we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and understanding, all spiritual wisdom and understanding, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. What is the knowledge of his will? In other words, it means that to know the path that God has designed for you. Are you aware that when you know the path that God has designed for you, by you knowing his will for your life, it removes stress away from your life. It removes comparison away from your life. It removes competition away from your life. It removes things that are not supposed to be in your life. Why? Because you know you are not entering into another person's lane. You are not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. It sheds off so many weights from you. Why? Because you know the knowledge of his will concerning your life. There is God's plans and purpose for every individual. There is something written concerning you right here and right now on the earth. You behold, the Bible says, just speak, it says, behold, I come in the volumes of the book to do your will. Now, when you come in the volume of the book, there's something written concerning you. The Bible says, before I formed you, I knew you. And there's something concerning your life. And when you pray in the Spirit, you begin to know the knowledge of his will in the season of your life. Now, the knowledge of his will there speaks in two parts. Number one, the eventual outcome of God's plans and purpose for your life. Number two, the know-how to get into that outcome. Are you following what I'm saying? The eventual outcome, and number two, the know-how, the direction. In other words, in this season of your life, in this month of April, there is a knowledge of his will. Are you getting what I'm saying there? In this month of April, there is a knowledge of his will. In the month of May, there is a knowledge of his will. In your current business, there is a knowledge of his will. In your finances currently, there is a knowledge of his will. In your relationship right now, there is a knowledge of will. That you may be filled, glory to God, with the knowledge of his will. The Bible says, in all wisdom and understanding. And so that knowledge, you are not just having the knowledge of his will, but you are now filled with the wisdom. The wisdom is the application there to know how to navigate, the wisdom of how to ensure that that knowledge, that will is established on the earth. So the Bible says you would have the wisdom to know how of the knowledge of his will, the wisdom, the application, the direction, the decisions, the precisions, you would have it. You would also have the understanding, glory to God, in order for that will to be effective and that will to come to pass on the earth. So today we are going to pray. For the next 10 minutes, we're going to pray in the Spirit. Glory to God, that I'm filled with all with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Glory to God. Are you ready to pray? Declare this with me in the name of Jesus. I shall akudwa. Today I open up my mouth and I pray in the Spirit and I declare that I'm filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Every part of my life is filled with the knowledge of his will. I know the will of God concerning my life, and I'm filled with the wisdom and the understanding of it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, go ahead and begin to pray in the Spirit. Ella prosunde kedi la crosso condo scende le cadila crodila feroscende le cabondro kedila gaziza le procotelia catalia zuse le procoscendre gizava baracatelia bondo coperia casande le gadaia racosondre di caprondo cosciante le gada rasetre gito prondo coble di cabrande cadrida le soria vele la cropelia cosonde le banda catalia coborro coscende la cai le crosonde le gadia racasciaca da catalia bondo coto El ke raposande le gadaya rashande le gadaya kabonde le crossonde le baraba katelia bara e crossondo roborobodogodo arrakashande le bada. I love the way it is put in the TPT version. The Bible says in the TPT version, it says, since we have heard about you, we keep you always in our prayers, that you receive the perfect knowledge of God's pleasure over your lives, making you reservoirs of every kind of wisdom and spiritual understanding. Glory to God, that I'm a reservoir of spiritual wisdom and understanding. Le rakatolia banangre, ekrosonde le banakatalia kopondo kosende le kapa, ale prondo shande le kapaya. In other words, I have the wisdom concerning my finances. I have the spiritual wisdom concerning my business. I have the spiritual wisdom concerning my health. Le rakosonde le bakuruape le katalia kata. The wisdom required in the fulfillment of the will of God concerning my life, I receive it right now. Wisdom helps you to navigate. Wisdom helps you to go faster. Wisdom helps you to go forward. I receive that wisdom. I will not be void of wisdom. I will not be bankrupt of knowledge. My life and destiny is fashioned and formed by the wisdom. By the wisdom of God. Wisdom is my guide. Wisdom is my direction. Wisdom is my roadmap. When men see me, what will be obvious to them is indeed the wisdom of God is upon his life. Somebody pray out this hidden wisdom. I tell you, what you are praying about is affecting every area of your life. This wisdom thing is a big deal. There is an old saying that if anything is currently going on in your life that is not producing the result that is expected, there's a saying that says it's usually a wisdom problem. There is a wisdom problem that is held people handicapped from entering into divine promises and divine allocations for them because of the wisdom they do not have. But today, you are filled with the wisdom of God. Open up your mouth and pray in the spirit. If you want to pace around your house, pace around. If you are going to work, plug your ears and speak in tongues. If you are driving to work, blast it up high and pray in the spirit. If you're on your bed, jump on the, away from the bed and pray in the spirit. This is a matter of life to life. The Bible says concerning Jesus, he grew in wisdom. This is a critical factor in the actualization of destiny. Wisdom is a critical factor. If Jesus needed it, I bet you need it. That the will of God is revealed to you. It's a sad thing to be in a will that God has moved away from. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a sad thing to be in a chapter that God has moved away from. It's a sad thing to be in a place where the cloud has gone away from. But by the wisdom of this prayer today, I receive a fresh download of God's wisdom, a fresh download of God's will for my life. Concerning this chapter, concerning this phase, concerning this moment of my life and journey. Oh, Shalebakadi, Liprocosendele, Liprocosendele, Pricasandre Kidaka, Ricasangro Tolia Vakaya, Reposentelegada, Reposentelegadi, Recosendela Cadota, Le Chatilegadi, Le Crosondele Cabaruachete, Liracate, Leposondre Balacatelia, Oh, Shalegadagadagadagadagada. It is made manifest to me. It is made manifest to me. The lights are dawned into my spirit. Le Caraco Shondele Caba. Somebody type it right there. I receive the light. It is dawning in my spirit. I receive that light. It is dawning in my spirit. I receive that light. It is dawning in my spirit. Le koporo akeshende, le roko sonde le kapari waketeya, e rakatolia poroko shakata, ikasote le baronta. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, thank you, Lord. You see, this wisdom thing, having the knowledge and the know of God's plans and knowing of God's plans and purpose for your life is critical. Have anyone ever sent you a file before and you're trying to download it? Sort of like a video file. And while you're trying to download it, it is already on your phone. You already have it. But because your internet is not working very well, you're trying to download it, but you keep seeing that circle thing. It keeps rolling, but you can't see the video. Why? Because it is not fully downloaded yet. But the video is there. You can't watch it, even though you have it, because it's not fully downloaded yet. This is the concept of knowing the knowledge of God and the will of God concerning your life. You already have it. It's inside of you. But when you pray in the Spirit, it is made manifest to you. Glory to God. Sometimes even subconsciously, it is made manifest in the decisions that you make. You don't know why you go to work that morning and in the very early of the day, God tells you from today, start going to work very early by 7 a.m. Even though your resumption time is by Christ, 9 a.m. And you're wondering, where am I going? Wisdom has been downloaded there, but you don't know. You get to work 7 a.m. every day. Your boss comes to work one morning. By 7:30, he met you at the desk, looks at you, it's time for appraisal, and the boss says you have to promote that person. Why? Because the boss took cognizance of you at the right time. How did you enter there? By divine coincidences, wisdom propelled you to go to work at the right time. That's what wisdom does. It is a critical factor in the journey of life. It makes you have sweatless victory. Especially when you have the will of God in your spirit. You know the will of God in your spirit. Today, lift your hands and put it in the comment section. And say, from today, I have downloaded the perfect will of God concerning my life. Glory to God. I have downloaded, carado sedeli, downloaded. I download the perfect will of God concerning my life. Ila prokoson rediga hakti, ejele krakaso. Upon the prayer in the spirit for one more minute. Le kroze kreke shandele kaba, le proko. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's look at the next verse, verse 10. The Bible says in verse 10, I'm reading the TPT version. It says, we pray that you walk in the ways of true righteousness, pleasing God in every good thing you do. Then you will become fruit-bearing branches, yielding its life and maturing in the rich experience of knowing God in His fullness. It says you will become rich, fruit-bearing branches. Let's look at it in the TPT, the NKJV version. The Bible says in verse 10, of the NKJV version. It says that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Somebody say, I'm fruitful in every good work and I'm increasing in the knowledge of God. I'm fruitful in every good work and I'm increasing in knowledge of God. Please put it right there. I'm fruitful. I am fruitful in every good work and I'm increasing in the knowledge of God. Remember what Apostle Peter says. He says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus. One of the ways to grow and increase in grace is in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I'm fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. You're going to pray till the next 3 minutes. I'm increasing in every good work. I'm fruitful in every good work. In the name of Jesus. This branch is bearing fruits. Somebody declare it there. Type it there. This branch is bearing fruits. This branch is bearing fruit. My leaves will not wither. My leaves cannot wither. This branch is bearing fruit. This branch is bearing fruit. I refuse to be like the victory in the Bible. I bring forth my fruit. I bring forth my fruit in due season, in its season. And I increase in the knowledge of God. I increase in the knowledge of God. I increase in the knowledge of God. In other words, the word of God is made manifest to me. Every time I engage the word, every time I read the word, every time I hear the word, I increase in the knowledge of God. I commend you to God and the word of His grace that is what able to build you up. As I increase in the knowledge of God, I'm built up. I'm built up. Children of God, is not every time you pray about car, house, jobs. No. Sometimes you just stay and pray these polite prayers. Increases your spiritual capacity. It increases your spiritual weight. It increases your spiritual depth, because these are the things that would help you have the solid foundation to be able to be strengthened enough, to be discipled enough, to be able to handle the things that God blesses you with. La roko sonto lo bakaida, lebro sonde le baka. I increase in the knowledge of God. I'm bearing fruit in every good work. I increase in the knowledge of God. Leko sori gashongo robate, eka son telegadi. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Finally, verse 11. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I feel something in my inside. I feel something in my spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody declare this. I say after me, in the name of Jesus, I believe, I receive everything I've prayed in tongues right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Let's look at verse 11. The Bible says, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy. You are strengthened with all might. You are strengthened with all might. You're going to pray for that might. You are going to be strengthened with it. Some of you are going through difficult times at work. Some of you are going through difficult times in the economy. But by the word of the Lord today, you are going to be strengthened with might. Your resolve will be made strengthened. Your conviction will be made strong. You are strengthened with might. You are not of those that drop back into perdition. No, you are strengthened with might. Lift your voice down, declare it in the name of Jesus. Concerning my life, I decree and declare that I'm strengthened with all might. According to his glorious power, I'm strengthened. My spirit, as we're praying, I saw the vision of an eagle, and the Lord said to me that people are getting the sightedness of an eagle and the wings of an eagle. Somebody say, I see far forward and faster. As you are strengthened with might by his spirit, according to his glorious power, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want somebody to declare five times where you are. Say it very powerfully that I grow in grace. 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 Glory to God. Let me tell you what happened to you today as we prayed. As you prayed in the spirit with the effulgence of the power that you were emitting in the place of prayer. Let me tell you what was going on with you. You were growing in grace. Glory to God. And when you grow in grace, you will begin to glide and ride in a dimension that you never thought you could operate in. Somebody declare it one more time. Say, I grow in grace. I increase in grace. In the name of Jesus. That's the word of the Lord today. Pin it down. I grow in grace. I grow in grace. How do we grow in grace? We grow in grace by the knowledge of Jesus. So as you pray this Pauline prayer, what is going on with you is that you are increasing in the knowledge of Jesus, which would ultimately equate to growing in grace. That's exactly this point of prayers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody declare it again. I'm increasing grace. I grow in grace. I'm clothed with grace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to be taking our confession in a moment. Oh, are you ready? Somebody say, I grow in grace. I want to encourage you to go back to this Pauline prayer that we read today, Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. We read all the way down to verse 11. I want you to go back and all through today, swallow it like a tablet. Pray it like a tablet and swallow it into your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the confession? All right, let's go. In the name of Jesus, today I decree concerning every area of my life, I reproduce and I'm fruitful. From today, I multiply and experience the testimony of explosion. The hand of God is upon my life, and I experience accelerated growth in all aspects of my life. I'm divinely assisted and marvelously held by God, and my life experiences exponential explosion. The wind of testimony has been blown in my direction. In the name of Jesus, the beauty of God is upon my life. It causes me to be favored and attracted and attractive, and the works of my hands are established. I've entered into a season of fatness, and I'm robust. My business, career, finance are robust. Everything that is due to me has come to me now in the name of Jesus. I am fat and flourishing in the name of Jesus. The attention of God is upon me. The spotlight of God is upon my life. I'm a city set on a hill. I cannot be hidden. My potentials, gifts, business, career, great and graces are visible. I cannot be hidden. By the Spirit, I enter into divine opportunities. I am set up for divine upliftment. I am refurbished, reshuffled for elevation and manifestation and expansion. In the name of Jesus, I lay hold of what is mine at every season of my life. I resist every opposition and condemn every voice of manipulation in my life. I step fully into the plans and purpose of God for my life. Where my life and destiny is concerned, I'm divinely preserved and protected. As a son, I experience divine direction, and I do not go where grace has not led me. The shield of protection is around me, and all that concerns me, concerning my family, business, career, finances, and relationship, I announce a no-flight zone for every swarm of flies in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear on my body the very mark of Christ. My family, my business, my life, and all that concerns me is marked in the name of Jesus. This season, I enjoy angelic assistance in all my endeavors. My angels are on guard for me at all times, and I'm heavily defended. Nothing around me is permitted to break now in the name of Jesus. In this season, I'm unleashed to fly. Every snare is broken and I have escaped. I declare in the name of Jesus, from today, I wear a robe of royalty, and I am beautified by grace. In the name of Jesus, I grow in grace. I increase in grace. In the name of Jesus, I come into a season of unprecedented opportunities and growth, a season of uncommon results, massive harvest, and household blessings. The spirit of favor is alighted over my life and over my household. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the angels are dispersed to bring these words to pass and make them my reality. I decree and declare that I'm blessed. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich is upon me. The blessing that maketh rich is upon me, and added no sorrow is upon me. The blessing is in me, on me, and round about me. The blessing is activated in my going out and in my coming in and in all that I'm about. Hence, the blessing causes me to prosper. From today, the wild wind of opportunities, the wild wind of open doors, the wild wind of financial increase, the wild wind of healing, breakthroughs, testimonies are opened up towards my life, and they are blown in my direction. I decree in the name of Jesus, my testimony is now, it's my set time, and I rejoice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for joining today. Don't forget, it continues tomorrow, 7 a.m. at the Wild Wind of Testimony.
We hope you were greatly blessed by today's message, because God still has so much He wants to share with you. So stay connected every week to experience uplifting and life-changing moments in His presence.